No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
And here is Natural Ange. Hello Ange, how are you? Welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in. I know you're busy this morning.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Let's get straight to iodine. Let's go straight to iodine. Let's talk iodine. And now, just for people who don't know, Natural Ange is a naturopath and has been with us for many years here at BFM and has helped many, many BFMers. She can help you if you'd like to give us a call, 309 3879. That'd be terrific. Yeah. She might be able to help you. Otherwise, you can text us 5395. But let's talk iodine.
Iodine. Because it is hugely protective for many cancers and thyroid disorders. And, so it protects against breast cancer, although there's many things that do that, but it is good for breast health, thyroid health. It helps make T3, T4, and prostate cancers, things like that. It's very protective of. So what sent me on this bandwagon was I was trying to buy some carp, and they kept going on about this 30% renewable corn, and it's this great product, and I was going, yeah, talk about the 30%.
Carpet.
What's the 70%? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I got researching, and it was all phthalates, you know. And
this is where,
yeah. And it's everywhere, you know. It's even in some medications and foods and pesticides and perfumes and fabric softeners. You name it, you cannot dodge it.
Yep.
But there's been a rise in papillary thyroid cancer worldwide, and they're going, what the heck is this? And I've been listening to a very good podcast about it from someone who researches all the nutritional research, and she said, okay, you can't dodge it, you know, they're here, the endocrine disruptors, attach to the estrogen receptors and things, and they do not break down, they just go round and round and round.
How they created, where they come from, like just
from plastics and phthalates.
Right, so people know that they're putting them in there.
Yeah. It's just to make your carpet feel nice and soft, you know. But it's just like, and it won't stain and it won't fade and all this sort of business that they really talk up. And I went, no. Just give me the wool.
Yeah.
But, and a friend said to me, oh, my goodness, you know, someone did have that put down in their house and they had to open the windows for about a couple of days. But anyway,
I hate that. I know what you mean.
Aside, the key thing was, if you had enough iodine, you have protection against the papillary cancers.
How do we get this iodine stuff?
Well, you know, in New Zealand it's a shame because everyone goes, oh no, I've got to wait for Dad to catch the fish, or it's not fresh enough in the supermarkets. I beg to differ, you know, like New World and Pack and Save, they bring out great fish, you know. And I'm
so
sure
fish,
the other supermarkets
fish,
do.
Fish,
yeah, sort of, and small oily fish. Now, New Zealanders will tend to go, oh yeah, I eat fish and go straight to tuna and farmed salmon. And it's just like, that's got dyes and antibiotics and, you know, hormones and things like that. And unless you buy it from Faro, and then you're on the right track.
Higher income bracket,
yep. And that goes to the Canterbury farm, which farms them a bit better. And then otherwise you've got tuna, which is full of mercury, you know.
Yeah.
So go for the New Zealand pan-sized fish, like snapper, gurnard. Yeah, I love gurnard.
Terakihi,
trevally, those ones. And, you know, and the old King Oscar sardines again. But also you can do mussels and squid and other things, but just seafood or seaweed if you're vegan or vegetarian. So New Zealand seaweed's really clean. And
what about if you're not really into that, spirulina have a lot of iodine in it?
Yeah, it does, because it's a seaweed.
So you can take that as a supplement for your winter.
And if you want, you know, if you're the stressed out kind, or if you're on the pill, or which chews up B vitamins and certain other minerals, you can just take a multivitamin. Like I do have good ones, and I've stocked up a bit too, just in case. But for women's essentials and men's essentials, and it's got the right amount of iodine and selenium in it, and it's got activated bees, which helps you with stress and helps you, you know, convert all those bees into good ones, vitamin B's complex.
Can you help me when
and the, then
what,
you're right.
What does the term activated mean? How does it work? Do I find see this before?
Well, it's a new thing, and it came out when people
started... Because it's activated nuts.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, well, that's sort of making the enzymes work, get activated, like starting to sprout, so therefore it's
activated charcoal or activated B vitamins?
Yeah, activated B vitamins is a new breakthrough. We've been testing with DNA to see some people who don't have the SNPs that can convert B vitamins into active forms, like particularly folic acid. So what happens is the TGA in Australia have now said, okay, you can do activated B. So it's great because all the practitioner range of B B vitamins are now activated, and that means that if you can't convert, doesn't matter because they've gone a step ahead anyway and gone down the chain a little bit in the biochemical pathway.
So you've got folinic acid. Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah. Cool. So it works out well.
All right. I've got some queries here. Good morning, crew.
Good morning.
Ange, what do you think about sleep apps? Are they helpful or stressing us into a worse sleep? Regards, Stu.
I think some people can get a bit sort of, you know, neurotic about that, you know, and I think, you know, sleep's just meant to naturally happen. So I tend to say to people...
it's meant to naturally happen, but...
Yeah, you got to train your brain, though. Sometimes if the magnesium, potassium and sleep mix, you know, from my website aren't working, I go, okay, why don't you just tell your brain that you want to wake up at 7 o'clock when the alarm goes off, and you tell your brain what you want it to do, rather than it telling you, you know, who's taking the dog for a walk kind of thing.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, fishermen can go, right, I'm going to get up at 4:30 this morning, and they do, they wait before the alarm. They tell their brain they're going to wake up at that time, you know.
Want and need are very different things, though, and
yes,
said the breakfast producer.
I find.
I think you need an appointment. Yeah, so there's potassium, magnesium, there's child pose, wind down before bed, write a list, empty your head out.
Sit on your phone.
Don't sit on your phone. No, you know, screen time, go. And, just go to bed in that happy place where you got sort of things sorted and all your ducks in a row. And then, sometimes some people need to sort of massage their feet just to get rid of the restless legs, but also ground themselves, so get out of their head.
Yeah.
You can do that. And then you get off to sleep. If you're having trouble with insomnia, I do help lots of people with that.
Mm. As you can see, Ange, I walked into a door
on Friday night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the best thing to put on a black eye?
Arnica dots, straw meal.
Straw meal?
Straw meal. Which is a really good cream you can put on for bruises trauma.
We're thinking of.
Trauma.
No, I was pharmacy. See, Ange is here for your natural remedies. I was saying Herodoid.
Oh, yeah, Herodoid. That's another good one for bruises. Yep. That's right on the mark there, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you know about MMS, chlorine dioxide, Ange?
Oh, yeah, that's... I was brought up, introduced to that from a patient last week, actually, and I had a little look. It's for detoxing, isn't it? I'd have to look a bit more, though, because it's just very fresh in my mind, that one.
All right, okay. Yep. Well, then someone else is asking, what's the name of the Canterbury salmon place using fewer hormones?
Go to Farah, and they'll be able to tell you that.
Right, okay. Yeah. Would anyone like to speak to Ange, 309-3879? I know you do need to get on, though, don't you, Ange? Because you've got a busy morning, very impressive morning this morning. Very impressive indeed.
Yep.
And so if you'd like to call now, otherwise I'm going to send Ange on her way. Thank you, Ange. You can help. How can people get hold of you if they need to?
At Natural Ange, so info@naturalange.com or 376-0174.
Be on your way, madam. Thank you very much.
Cool. Have a good week.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.